Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Tamid Daf Lamed Tamid 30. And today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah is discussing the exact time where they were able to bring the daily offering, the morning offering called the Karban Tamid, and how do they know that it was proper time to bring it. So our Mishnah says, after they've drawn the lots and decided who has which service, who was given the honor of performing which service of the daily offering in the temple, Amar Lahen, at that point, somebody set out, and there's a dispute, who was it who set it out? Rashi says it seems to be it was the deputy Kohen Gadol. Others say no, it's just a regular person. Some say it was a person who did the lots. Whoever it was, somebody shouted out, and he said to the Kohanim who were there, Tzu, go out from the chamber of the temple and climb up to the high point of the temple in order to see if the sun has risen. He doesn't ask a specific person, and the reason is because he didn't want to say, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, he doesn't want to say, oh, I trust this person more than anybody else. So he just says, go out and see, and whoever was zealous would be eager to run out there and to check the high point and to see if the sun had really risen. Some say that they had to climb a roof or they had to climb a wall or climb to the top of the roof. Others say no, there was a person out there whose job it was to look, and the other Kohanim had to run up to that person. Well, anyways, they would run up to him, and he said, go out ura'u and see imigiyaz man ashchita, if the time for the slaughtering of the daily offering has arrived, because it's the time for the slaughter could only be during the daytime, and if it would be done at night, it would be disqualified. So therefore, we have to know if it's daytime, if we could bring the daily offering. And so imigiyah, and so since they wanted to know if the time had arrived, Haroa, the person would say, if indeed the time for the daytime had arrived, meaning the sun had risen, then the person who had gone out to sea would say, he would stand up, the person who was standing on the high point would say the following words, Barkai, Omer Barkai, which means to say, indeed, the sun has burst forth. Some say that the Meiri seems to be suggesting that it means burst forth, but the Mefarish seems to say that it's related to the word Barak, meaning lightning, meaning to say that there is a splendorous light coming forward in the morning. It's a beautiful word, the word Barkai. And Rashi and Yerushalmi explains, the Rishami explains that it comes from a precious stone. That's where the word Barkai comes. But in any event, that was the word that he would shout out. He wouldn't just say, hey, we could go. He would have a specific poetic word, the word Barkai, that he would shout out to say that it's time for the daily offering. But Matia ben Shmuel Omer, so this person named Matia ben Shmuel, it's a real question who he was. According to the Gemara in Yoma 28b, it seems that he was the person who was in charge of the lottery to determine which service, which service people got, and so it seems it's not clear if he's the one who's saying this, but or if somebody by the position of Mati ben Shmuel would say that it wasn't sufficient just to say, oh, the sun has risen. They need more than that. They would say to him, hey, your Pnei Koam Mizrach, that somebody, either as Mati ben Shmuel or somebody else would say, has the entire east been illuminating, meaning to say, has his sun spread to such an amount, more than just a sun bursting through, more than just a Barkai moment, but really, is the entire east illuminating? Is the entire eastern part of the sky illuminated? And the point was, he would say, Achu Bechevron, and then he would ask, is it illuminated all the way until Chevron? And then he would say, indeed, Vehu Omer Hain. Indeed, he would say at that point, yes, it is illuminated all the way to Chevron. So why specifically to Chevron? So the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Mefarish explains that the reason why they want to know all the way to Chevron is they want to know if you could see all the way to Chevron. And the reason why, not just that the sun was illuminated all the way to Chevron, but only at the point where you could see Chevron in the morning, that's where you could bring the daily offering. And the reason is why Chevron is specifically mentioned, according to the Yerushalmi and Yoma, is in order to remember the merit of those who are buried in Chevron, meaning to say our patriarchs and matriarchs who are buried in Chevron. And indeed, Rashi and Menachos brings this explanation. The Tiferes Yisrael adds that since Abraham instituted the morning prayer, according to the Gemara in Brachos, and which corresponds to the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, to the daily offering, therefore, for this reason, they mentioned his merit, because he's buried in Hebron at the time of the Tamid offering. That is, before they could do it, they say, can you see all the way to Hebron? So the another explanation that we can talk about here is that connects us to the halacha that when is a person able to say the Shema in the morning, when they could be, when they're yakir chavera, when they can recognize their friend. And the concept there is that a person, it's not just, oh, at this time when the sun is at this mark, but it's when a person, only once a person can recognize their friend in the morning are they capable of being able to recite the Shema in prayers. And so too we say with respect to the concept of chavron, that when a person is able to see all the way to Hebron, a person understands that we're standing here in the merit of our patriarchs and matriarchs who are buried in Hebron, and all the acts of kindness and mitzvos and love of Hashem that they're doing. Only once we're able to see all the way to Hebron, only at that point are we able to bring the Karban Tamid, that the daily morning offering.